We've got a new guest joining us here on the airwaves today. We've got Michelle Mosier from the Fallon County Health Department in the hot seat today. Thanks for coming in, Ms. Mosier.
You're welcome.
And she's the tobacco education specialist for Fallon County. So today we're talking about a Senate bill, Senate Bill 390, kind of new here in Montana. So could you tell me what exactly a Senate Bill 390 pertains to?
Yes. So in May, Governor Greg Gianforte signed Senate Bill 390. Basically, it expands the state's Clean Indoor Air Act to include e-cigarettes or vapes.
Okay.
Basically, it's kind of like the Clean Indoor Act was before, which was the 20th anniversary just at the beginning of this month, where smoking wasn't allowed anymore in indoor public places.
Okay.
So basically, what that means is now all those places that don't allow smoking cigarettes is now to be included with e-cigarettes or vapes.
So. Kind of a sneaky thing we've had to contend with over the last few years. And if you're well-versed in e-cigarettes and vapes, boy, they can be a kind of sneaky shapes and everything.
It is. Unfortunately, the tobacco industry has worked its way around many, many things and many people, and they spend billions of dollars every year trying to jump through the hoops of trying to get their products on the market. And they're definitely targeted for our youth. They look fun. They've got really weird, fun flavors. They're easy to hide. We've seen some that look like handheld toys. We've seen vapes that are in the strings of sweatshirts, in the hats of the bills. They have devices in them. They definitely are making it easy for teens to hide. And unfortunately, in Montana, we are second in the nation for teen vape use in Montana high schools.
Wow. So, yeah. So not only an important deal to talk about that Senate Bill 390 coming up, but also kind of just kind of a good moment to talk to you about being aware of what your kid could get a hold of these days.
Yes. And it's very easy to get a hold of. Unfortunately, a lot of stuff comes overseas. I do feel like our town does a good job. If you go to a lot of other places, you know, there's not a lot of advertising all over the windows or the doors when you walk in the gas station or walk in the grocery store. I feel like our businesses are pretty good about making sure they're selling those products to the right people. Unfortunately, they're getting it on the internet or from their parents, unfortunately, is where some of them are getting those products from.
Right.
And they're very addicting. The vapes now, before when they were first created, you know, they had as much nicotine as a regular cigarette, as a regular pack of cigarettes. But now they're seeing that some of these vaping devices have 10 times the amount of nicotine in them as compared to a pack of cigarettes. So they're very addictive. High levels of nicotine, which for kids at a young age is extremely dangerous. It affects the growth of their brain immensely in that frontal cortex, which helps us make good decisions. Unfortunately, it affects that part of the brain, and then their brain actually becomes underdeveloped because our brains do develop until we're almost 26 years old. So it's any sort of addictive device or anything you're addicted to actually affects how that brain develops.
So as a mother yourself, Ms. Mosier, how do you approach this with your kids? Like, do you have a conversation? Are you always kind of on the lookout for something that might be a vape?
I am. Unfortunately, you know, the big thing is they smell good. So if you walk into your kid's room and you smell something that's like, gosh, that smells good, you need to look into that. And then we do partner with a gal in Miles City who has also brought Hidden in Plain Sight. We've had that at some of our parent-teacher conferences, and I believe they had it at the health fair last year or the year before. They actually set up a mock bedroom to show all the different places that kids can hide things. It's unbelievable. I was even surprised at some of the items that I found that I didn't find, actually. And with my kids, a lot of it is just talking, and we have to start young. We have to really start young because the kids are so impressionable and they don't realize what's going to hurt them until they're addicted to it. My youngest, he's a fourth grader, and he gets very upset when he sees someone smoking or vaping. And I'm like, yes, I'm doing my job.
Good.
And I just really educate my kids, you know, you don't want to have that addiction because it controls your life. Even though you don't think it does, it causes stress, anxiety. And then they are showing that because of these addictions and the rewiring of their brains at a young age, they're seeing more schizophrenia and bipolar in some of these folks that are getting into their teens and early 20s related to vaping and other addiction.
Yeah, it's a big, big topic at the moment, and we really appreciate you.
lots of mental health issues. And they think it helps them relieve stress. And initially, it may do that, but in the end, it actually causes more stress and anxiety because you're always constantly needing that fix. And like I said, the nicotine levels are so high that these kids are having to wake up in the middle of the night to use a vape because they're going through withdrawals so significantly compared to someone who smokes cigarettes.
Wow, that's a lot of food for thought here in our area for sure. We're talking to Michelle Mosier with the Fallon County Health Department. She's the tobacco specialist for Fallon County. And so talking about the Clean Indoor Air Act. Did I say that correctly?
Indoor Air Act.
Cool. Yes. Yeah. And so some changes to that. So might not see as many of those little boxes with lights on them and the little clouds coming out of the air. And if I'm a business owner, should I be having, we've got these stickers here that came in this packet. As a business owner, should I be cognizant of putting my stickers up on my doors in and out?
Yes, it actually is per state law now that those are supposed to be at any entrance that employees or staff may use. They have to be visible to where people can see them. I am going to be going around the community and getting these folders handed out to all the businesses. They have a little letter in them, like you saw. They've got some stickers and a really great little handout that has some frequently asked questions that can help business owners figure out, you know, how do I comply? And if there is an issue or there is a problem, they can call me if they want to report a complaint, not just a business, but an individual. If they see someone vaping, they can call me at Public Health at 778-2824, and we can do a handwritten complaint, or they can go on to tobaccofree.montana.gov to the Clean Indoor Air Act and report a Clean Indoor Air Act violation. And I will receive that. I have 5 days to complete that investigation. And then basically the business is the one that's going to kind of get talked to.
Okay.
Not the individual, which can be very frustrating, but it's going to be up to them to speak to those individuals that may have been vaping and let them know that it's no longer allowed. That first visit is really just going to be an educational visit. I am not here to headhunt or be mean. A lot of people just don't know about it. And so I think getting the education out there and letting them know that we all have the right to clean air is super important. And we'll just kind of go from there and answer any questions they may have.
Right on. Well, we appreciate all your information you've been bringing us today. That's a lot of good stuff we've got. So,
well, I've only been doing this for about 3 years, and there's new information that comes out every day. The Montana Prevention Program is fighting every day to get new laws and new changes with the vaping, because it is becoming such a problem.
And such a rapid development.
Exactly. Right. It's just hitting the kids and the market so fast. And unfortunately, a lot of those products aren't even FDA approved, but they can get here how they want to get here and get into the wrong hands. So,
if anybody would like to kind of reach out with you, maybe maybe something you've said has kind of touched them today and they'd like to know more from you, Ms. Mosier, how would somebody get in contact with you one more time?
They can call me at Public Health at 406-778-2824, or they can email me at mosierm@fallon.gov. I also want to do a shout out. We have Red Ribbon Week coming up this week. With the schools, we work with Plevna and Baker schools with the little kiddos at Lincoln and Longfellow, and then high school. Students Against Destructive Decisions will go in and do presentations with the young kids, which we are incredibly grateful for because those kids love seeing the high schoolers at their schools. And they're more apt to take in that information from them and use it. So Our Students Against Destructive Decisions is a great group of kids. They do an amazing job. And then they will also educate their peers at the high school. And it's a fun week. They do dress-ups, they give away prizes, they give away treats, all sorts of stuff.
Right on. Well, we sure appreciate your time today and all the information. And before I let you go, anything else you want to tell the folks?
I appreciate your time. I appreciate you coming in and letting me visit and getting this information out there. And once again, if anyone has any questions, I want anyone to hesitate to contact me.
So. Right on. Well, thanks a bunch for your time, Ms. Moser, and we'll catch you again maybe in the future here soon.
Perfect. Thank you.